my good God, it's the Symphony of Destruction
2000.
Looks like you could use a tan, Fink, so get out of your basements and hit the beach. We're going surfing. I got the tunes to make everyone swoon, cause I am the slave to the surf wave, the 60-minute maniac, the boss, bad cat, and the lone wolf, all the same. Ow! Howling at that dang old full moon, cause that's just what I do every month, and cause I am the Big Derboski. That is Dirk Bergante for the uninitiated. It's dangerous to be listening to this alone. Grab a friend and put on the Big Surf on blast, so you don't feel so lonely. That's a sad feeling, but leave those at the door, cause you got me right here with you, all up in your ears and crawling into your cranium, laying down some sweet surf for the next hour or so. I can barely contain this show in 60 minutes. I've been stretching a little bit beyond my means, but who cares? More surf for you. The Great Lakes Surf Battle came and went last month, and boy, what a show. All the bands brought their absolute best. Congratulations to the King Bees for winning night one with an absolutely insane set. We will hear from the Bees on the show soon. And also, the East Coast premier surf band, the Ninth Wave, brought the night to Tiki Cup stateside on Saturday night. Well deserved too, because they brought everything except the kitchen sink, organs, flutes, even a tiny sax. I bought a bunch of their CDs, so expect some Ninth Wave on this show and in the near future. I also have some tunes from the Thing from Outer Space, who made their surf battle debut. I got some new Luau or Die tunes. How did I get my hands on it? Well, I ain't telling. Go suck a lemon. Let's dive into some surf music right here on the Symphony of Destruction 2000. All right, I'm back and feeling like I need to talk. Talk about what, though? I don't know. I guess we can talk about the 12th annual Great Lakes Surf Battle. Woo! I already mentioned the champs, but I should give recognition to someone that won a most prestigious award, the Cthulhu Cup, for all of his hard work and dedication to the surf battle. That's me. That's the big DB. You got it, Pontiac. The big Dare Boasty was awarded the Cthulhu Cup by my pal Dano. Thanks, Dano. Also, thanks to Wolfman for lending me his ref shirt. I got super excited and ended up tearing my shirt like I was the Hulkster, brother. I was in front of 98,000 screaming surfomaniacs when I slammed that Cthulhu Cup right through the ring, dude. It's a pretty nice feeling, so thank you. But as much as I love talking about me and Buddy, you know I love talking about me. I want to talk about the music too, because I'm super stoked about the tunes for episode 56. Especially this one, because I stole it. So Lou Hour Die debuted a few tunes at the Surf Battle, and I really liked them. So I did what I had to do to get my hands on the new Lou Hour Die songs. I snuck into their super secret headquarters the morning after the show, because I knew the gang would be sleeping in. Yeah, I snuck in there, hacked into their mainframe, and I downloaded the songs onto my USB stick. They will never know. Well, actually, I guess they will once they hear this episode. Oh well. What harm can come to me when I'm up here sitting pretty in the axis of time? Here I go again, just talking about myself when you want to know about that new Lou Hour Die stuff. It was Western Promises, and from what I read on the internal memo, that is supposed to be on their upcoming EP. Interesting. Moving on to The Thing from Outer Space, I caught them for the first time on Friday night at the Surf Battle, and I was very impressed. They were kind enough to give me a CD, so the least I could do is play a track or two. So you heard their original song, Neptune, from their debut album. I cannot find a Bandcamp page for them, but you can follow The Thing from Outer Space on Facebook, and hopefully catch a live show of theirs if you are in the London, Ontario area. The Surf Raiders did a bit of wave walking before that, and then some more new stuff from Team Void off of their upcoming album, Curse to Rock the Living. Oh boy, I cannot wait to hear the whole thing. Woo! It will be super good if the latest preview is anything to go by. That was Sue Kaza sounding oh so good. Then we had King Bees to start the show off with Swarm, Mike's theme. Mike's a good guy, so he deserves a good theme. I started the first set off with Friday Night's Surf Battle Champs, so it would be a good idea to start the second set off with Saturday Night's winners, the Ninth Wave. Vinx, I hope you are ready for the Ninth Wave, because after their set, I bought all three of their CDs, and there's a lot of music on those albums, so I definitely got my money's worth. Better start swimming, Vinx, because the Ninth Wave is about to hit, and I'm just not sure you're ready.
Hurricane!
We're back on the Big Surf, aka the Surfing of Destruction 2000. It's your host with the most to boast, the man of the hour and the man with the power. It's the Big Dare Boasty, Dirk Bergante, taking some time to talk and do a little music rundown. But first, let's talk about getting the Big Surf to you every month. You probably already know how you think, but if you got a friend listening with you and they're asking, hey, how do I get my hands on the Surfing? Well, you tell them to sit down and shut up because the Big Dare Boasty is about to inform you. You can tune in live on Surf Rock Radio every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, every Friday at 8 a.m., and then at 8 p.m., and also Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. for those early weekend risers. You can also listen on Mixcloud, streaming anytime you like by searching SURFPHONY in the Mixcloud search bar. You can listen to all the episodes, all 56 of them on there, along with a few exclusives like D-Rock, my little heavy metal radio show live from Daytona Beach. Check it out, it's pretty cool. You can also search Surfing on iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and have it to you every full moon, free of charge. Or if you're living in the Kingston area over the summer and you need some surf in your life, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. to catch the syndicated Surfing. I picked all of my favorite episodes to play throughout the summer months. That's enough of the shameless plugs for this episode. I figured I would put all the plugs together at once so you don't have to deal with me dropping throughout the show. Let's get to the music now, because that's the main reason you're turned into the number one surf music podcast, you dig. Last songs we heard were Tanner by Surf Report and Cobra Basket by CNC Surf Factory. I kept the snake theme going with Rattlesnake by Carlo. I mentioned Carlo on the last show as a new surf discovery in Toronto. I had the opportunity to see them play live at Junction City Music Hall, and I was super impressed by these cats. I always appreciate a surf band that busts out a little electric organ, and Carlo did not disappoint. They have some awesome songs, and word is that they'll be releasing a full-length LP very soon. You can check out their EP on Bandcamp right now to get a little taste. Mwah! Delicious. Then I started this set off with the Ninth Wave's Hurricane Revisited. Just like Carlo, Ninth Wave rocks some pretty sweet organ style. You'll be hearing so much more of him on the show, because I just can't get enough. That was a short set, jeez. Try not to go into overtime, but who knows? Who cares? Let's just listen to some surf. Here it is. sliding into the last act of the Symphony of Destruction 2000. Dirk Bergante here with ya on a full moon, sliding into the month of July and warming up to some surf, the perfect music for a day on the beach. Turn it up loud! You can drown in all that crappy music people are playing. Jeez Louise, let those fans know that you are listening to The Big Surf, and it's all you're listening to. We're listening to The Marauders with Sliding In, some of the Key Men 2 with Boy Blue, and then a tribute to the Ventures by Satan's Pilgrims that was Escape, Psychedelic Venture. Then I had something by 130 Grit. You have heard him a few times on the Surfney, doing some sweet surf covers of classic video game songs. Well, I got another good one by 130 Grit for ya. This time, it was a cover of Sonic the Hedgehog 2's Chemical Plant Zone. Ooh, yeah, that's one of my favorites. Real cool, man. I got all hyped up about that new Sonic Mania game, so I wanted to get some Sonic tunes on the show, because they're pretty awesome. So there you go. Fulfilled my Sonic quota for this quarter. Then I had The Marauder by Robin and the Three Hoods to start the set. Now, I don't got much left to talk about. I got a lot of things off of my mind earlier, so I just want to make this real easy and finish the show off real simple, you dig? You dig. You better stay tuned in to the August full moon, the full sturgeon moon, big ugly fish month. All right. That's on August 7th. Shake your bass, watch yourself, shake your bass, show me what you're fishing with. Next month we talk about fishing, let's talk tackle, pal. Tell the stories about that one that got away, it was this big. Whoa,
that's big.
Alright, this is the Big Dare Boski, this is Dirk Bergante. I'm number one, don't you forget it. And this is my show that has the best in surf from around the earth. This is the Symphony of Destruction 2.